Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who just keep getting better at what they do, South Dakota's farmers and ranchers. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. There's hundreds of old sayings floating around. One of those proclaims we shouldn't count our chickens before they hatch. I paraphrase a bit, apply that to corn. As great as the crop looks right now, it's still not in the bin. However, according to John Kleinjohn, Crop Production Extension Associate at South Dakota State, we're getting awfully close. John comments that depending on the part of the state in which you farm, and assuming we avoid a hard frost for another couple of weeks, we got a chance to see record yields in some parts of South Dakota. As with most years, the rain has varied a lot, with too much in some spots while barely nothing in others, but for the most part, there's a corn crop. Let me ask a simple question. What if there was no corn in South Dakota? I know that's far-fetched, but what if? Well, South Dakota Corn asked Dave Swenson, associate scientist in economics at Iowa State, to do some digging. He did, and here's a bit of what he came up with. We can always begin that conversation with ethanol. The 10,000 jobs, the billions of dollars of economic impact, and of course, distillers grain. Corn production in our state supports more than 6,000 on-farm jobs. The secondary use of corn adds an additional 16,900 jobs to the state. From 2015 to 2017, corn farming produced $2.6 billion in total industrial output, while more than $450 million was added to South Dakota's GDP. Swenson goes on to say that it's all interconnected with a ripple effect in the entire state's economy. Because so many jobs in South Dakota are linked to corn farming, every dollar a farmer loses in income, the multiplier effect towards the entire economy results in lost income to the state of $1.23. It's a simple fact, when the price per bushel for corn is below the cost of production, our farmers get hurt, so too does the state of South Dakota. Back to my hypothetical question, what if there was no corn in South Dakota? I don't even want to think about it. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe and thanks for what you do.